Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Now, their number is 503-507-3666. So let's get the show started. And today we're going to discuss how to save money fast without budgeting. Are you kidding me? What is this?
Yeah, today we're going to share just a really good handful of tips and tricks that have helped us in the past. Some of them we still do, and some of them we did when we were, you know, just a few years ago getting started in the real estate business. And I wanted to start out with a quote because this was pretty mind-blowing to me. Or not a quote, it's more of a statistic, but the average American saves less than 3% of their income. And that is actually including their, their 401k and retirement fund. So that's basically the average American doesn't save really anything.
So what that tells me is crazy. A lot of us, I mean, we said without budgeting, of course, we're going to have to budget a little bit. We can't just go hoorah and spend everything. But that tells me that Americans, we are consumers. We're consuming a lot of product, a lot of material, and just simply spending things in an unhealthy manner. Mm-hmm. And maybe this needs to be a correction with our institutions, school. Just as a child growing up, I really was never taught a lot of these real world scenarios. Of course, we always had that personal finance class and those type of things. But like, how to budget your money is so important, and the resources available to us are limitless. Like, we can go anywhere because now in this day of age, we have the internet. Mm-hmm. When we were growing up, you know, I didn't even have a cell phone until I was 16. And at that, it wasn't even a smartphone. So I couldn't use that to gather knowledge and use these resources that we have today. So I'm really excited about this show. And the first tip is going to be how to increase your income. Mm-hmm. Right. Let's touch a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I think, at the end of the day, you know, we're going to get into all the savings tips and whatnot, but at the end of the day, if you're on a fixed income, you can only save so much, and that's only going to get you so far. So if you have a really big goal, and you want to get there faster, maybe you're saving for a down payment for your first house or your next house that's going to be your first investment property or whatever it is. The fastest way to do that is to really take a good look and think, how can I increase my income? And if you're like us and you're independent contractors, maybe you would think, okay, how can I increase my average sales price? What are things I can do to work towards that? And obviously it's not going to happen overnight, but you can brainstorm that. And if you're not in this type of industry, if you have a fixed income, maybe consider temporarily getting a second job and making some sacrifices. There's so many things nowadays. There's Uber, Lyft, Instacart, DoorDash, there's Fiverr, you can do some gigs on there. Like, there's so much opportunity today where it's going to be a sacrifice if you really want to get there quicker, but there's really no excuses in my mind.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point, though. It's going to be a sacrifice either way. Mm-hmm. Money just doesn't magically grow on trees, as my father would say, or my grandpa even, you know. We would turn in can money, 5 cents a can. Hey, collect your cans, you know. But that could easily be a simple way to create more income. I know it's maybe inconvenient for some of you, but there's bottle drops everywhere. Collect some cans. But if you are employed, what I revert to and remember is, well, I worked X amount of hours a day. So 5 hours a day. Well, there's 24 hours in a day, and we usually sleep 8 of them. So let's go 24 minus 8. That's 18 hours in the day. Now we've worked 5 hours. We got 18 minus 5. We're at 13 hours. So I have 13 hours of playtime. Where am I going to put that time? Is it going to be selfishly watching TV, gaming, going out to eat? All of these things, whether you believe it or not, are expenditures. We're spending money to do these activities. It might not be you putting cash right out in front of you, but how did we get to the store? How did we get to McDonald's? How did we get to wherever we're going? We used gas. But then also we got a car involved. There's wear and tear. So where we're putting our money is super important. Whether you believe you're spending it or not, it may feel and look free in the moment, but it's definitely not. So where can you invest your time differently? Mm. Creating income, putting money into your account rather than spending it. We were listening to a show earlier today, actually. It was a podcast, and it said, well, imagine every time you go to the store and you buy that $8 shirt, imagine someone giving you $8 in cash. Wouldn't you rather have that $8 in cash than spending it? Because the reality is you got four others just like it at home. Mm-hmm. So that's, imagine money being given to you every time you're looking to spend it. Mm-hmm. And that's going to ultimately increase your income, making you spend less. So when I say not budgeting, we're just mentally budgeting. We're not actually creating spreadsheets at the end of the month like some people would. So that's really important.
Right.
In having these side jobs, these side hustles. Man, I worked Jimmy John's after my regular day job back in the day. So I know we can all do it. We just have to make a sacrifice. It all comes back to that word you said earlier, Mariah, mm-hmm. which was awesome, that sacrifice,
right.
Where we're willing to go.
Actually, you don't have to worry about making it a long-term thing. This can be a short-term thing, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This isn't, you know, not making a sacrifice forever, because I know for me, like, the goal is always to figure out how to work the least amount of hours while making the most amount of money, because that's, you know, otherwise what's the point of mm-hmm. making all the money if you're not enjoying your life?
Yeah.
That kind of defeats the purpose to me. So, but I'm just talking about for, you know, making sacrifices for a season mm-hmm. in order to reach your goal to invest in something that will impact your future. Mm-hmm. So.
And one small thing I do want to touch on is, say you don't want to go out and get another job or spend time elsewhere. There's a lot of things in your home, whether you believe it or not, that are actually income for you. Those are those possessions of yours. I remember What can you sell in your home that you currently don't mm-hmm. use? Because ultimately, all of these things are materials. Mm-hmm. We can always regain them later on in the future.
Right.
And so if this is just a short-term goal, it's not your career here. We can always buy another dirt bike. I sold my dirt bike to buy our first house mm-hmm. as part of my closing costs. I need to sacrifice something. So guess what? I got another dirt bike right now.
Yeah.
And this was 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. That was a big expense that I got rid of, but we needed it. So there's materials all around that are going to just increase your income that you guys can actually sell. And with Facebook Marketplace, those type of things, Craigslist, there's really no excuse for you not to get small amounts of income based off of items maybe in your household.
Right. That's really good. That's really good.
You know, one of the things I think about is there's a lot of places on the internet that can actually teach you how to do some of this stuff too that
Absolutely.
You're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you just have to kind of look around and check it all out.
That's true.
Hey, let's take a break. I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. Let's continue our conversation about how to save money fast without budgeting.
Our next tip is to do something called room sharing. So basically, a lot of people, one of their larger or sometimes even largest expenses is going to be either your rent or your mortgage. Mm-hmm. And so something you can do to dramatically cut down that cost, again, you know, temporarily making these sacrifices to get the investments you need that'll impact your future is to room share. And that's could be, you know, renting out one of your bedrooms to someone that you know, or even on Airbnb. And that's something a lot of people don't realize is that you can actually, not in every case, but oftentimes you're able to do Airbnb and rent out your spare bedroom or bedrooms, even if you don't own the property. So that's something maybe to look into. And if that's something you're interested in, we actually did a full show on this. It was one of our first episodes, so yeah. Go back if you're listening on the radio. You can find our YouTube channel, just search Real Estate with Mariah and Spence, and go back to one of the first episodes and you'll see it. You can also find it on podcasts apps as well.
And I think this is more common than people believe it is.
Yeah.
Room sharing happens all the time. Mm-hmm. Whether you're renting in an apartment or you're renting a house, maybe you even own your own house, but you want to have some creative income coming in, actually paying your mortgage for you. Mm-hmm. I got so many clients that do that, whether they buy an investment and just rent it out by the room, or they actually live in the investment themselves while renting out the two other bedrooms. Mm-hmm. We did that actually. This is a personal testimony of mm-hmm. ours. We've had plenty of people in and out of our houses, whether it was Airbnb, whether yeah. it was just a permanent roommate. But generally it was a family or friend if it was a permanent situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But some people just, they don't know that it's a real option, and due to fear, honestly, a lot of people are like, isn't that weird? You have people in your house. Well, it all depends on how you structure it.
There's ways, it doesn't have to be like a negative thing. There's ways that you can do it to make it not invasive and mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And boundaries, mm-hmm. create rules, yeah. have a boundary list and air it out, communicate with the individuals.
Setting expectations up mm-hmm. front, I think, is a big
super
deal.
Super big.
Our next tip is downsize. Again, we say temporarily. And something that we've seen quite a bit with our first-time buyers is we've had a good handful of first-time buyers move back in with their parents for, you know, a year, 6 months, a set mm-hmm. amount of time in order to reach their down payment and closing cost goal quicker, because they knew how long it would take to save that with their set income, and they knew that it would take them a lot less time if they did that. And I know not everyone has that luxury of being able to just move back in with their parents or another family member and lower that monthly rent payment. But if that's not an option for you, you know, maybe you can move into a smaller apartment or a mm-hmm. less nice apartment. And I know, of course, no one wants to do that. But again, I say temporarily, if it's going to get you where you need to be quicker, then, you know, maybe it's a sacrifice that would help.
Yeah, that's super good. And just remember, this is not forever. It's just a short term to help you reach certain savings. And there's plenty of people that have goals in mind. They know what their consistent monthly income is, and so they're going to reduce their outgoing expenditures to save that monthly income for maybe their down payment on their investment property, which if that's your position, you should really consider these options. It's super important. And ultimately, it's going to come down to that room sharing tip, but you just got to be willing.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just like, how bad do you want it? You know, yeah. like how bad do you want to get out of the debt or save for that down payment or get out of your situation or whatever it is. Yeah. But we're just zooming through these. Our next tip is, might sound a little counterintuitive, but if you are a impulse buyer like me, then decide you're only going to buy or most of the time good quality or better quality things, especially when it comes to clothing. And I know this has helped me a lot, because I used to, you know, go to Target or TJ Maxx and just kind of impulse buy half the women's section. And then all the clothes would be sitting in my closet for a year and I'd never wear them while I continued to wear the better quality clothes.
I'm a witness of
this
happening.
Yeah, he's a witness. I'm not exaggerating at all here, unfortunately. But once I decided, okay, I'm going to try to wait and just buy better quality things, I don't impulse buy anymore, because I've already made my decision. I know I'm not going to, you know, they're going to sit in my closet most likely. Mm-hmm. And so I really don't impulse buy like that anymore. Or something else you could do is wait 24 hours before you buy something. Just think, especially if it's something that's kind of has a high price point, you know, like a big ticket item mm-hmm. or a really expensive piece of clothing or something like that. Maybe wait 24 hours. And after the 24 hours, you might not even want it anymore. So.
Yeah. And I used to be that same guy. Like mm-hmm. I would buy as many clothes as I could that fit my wardrobe, but then they would just always end up either disappearing, falling apart. Mm-hmm. I would throw them away,
yeah,
have to bag them
so
up.
True.
And you just look at the dollar amounts that you've spent through the years mm-hmm. or even the last months, and how often are these clothes being used? But also, I mean, are they good quality? Are they tearing apart through mm-hmm. one, you know, athletic sports session that you're doing, whether it's
right.
football practice, wrestling, whatever. Things do fall apart, and I've kind of learned the hard way, right. and I've actually had to break that habit off of my life. When we first got together, I never bought a piece of clothing over like $50. I would have to say it was unbelievable. And a lot of that was just a mindset that I had. But then once we bought some books, I got educated, I started reading, and actually I became a minimalist when it came to my clothing. I had 3 pairs of shirts, 3 pairs of pants, that type of stuff. And for every item I purchased, I took out an old pair. Mm-hmm. Because we looked at it as quality, it's going to last, and do you actually wear it daily? Because the whole point of the things in your closet is wearing it, not letting it sit and forgetting it. It's not that type of thing, because you're putting your own hard work money into these investments. So every hour you made on a $20 an hour job, you spent $20 on that shirt. That's an hour of your life you're never going to get back. So if you look at it in that manner, it's super important, and it's going to help you save ultimately. So break that habit. Quality
over quantity.
It does.
All right. The next tip is something that is, I believe it's called shelf cooking. I'd never heard of it until somewhat recently. Maybe it's more of a common thing and everyone does this and I just wasn't aware of it, but maybe it's common sense, but I never did this until recently. So basically what this is, what I used to always do every time I cooked dinner was I would go onto Pinterest, find a recipe, and I would go to the store, or more often than not I'd Instacart, because I pretty much always use Instacart having a one-year-old, but I would Instacart every single ingredient that the recipe called for. But shelf cooking, what this is basically, instead of going to Pinterest first, it's going to your shelf, going to your pantry or your freezer first and seeing, okay, what spices do I have, and what do I have, frozen ground beef or chickpea noodles, and then looking at that and thinking like, okay, what can I make with this? What recipes can I make with what I already have? And then maybe only buying a couple things versus buying like 10 ingredients. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
That's a concept I thought was kind of cool. Again, maybe it's like common sense and everyone's doing it, but I'd never heard of it until recently. Well, and I've been doing it and we save a lot more.
Well, you're spot on though. We do save a lot more. And a big part of it is because we are trash cans. Literally, we throw more money than we actually want to believe into food. Whether it's going out, whether it's at the grocery store, imagine the things that we throw out, don't end up eating, sits in a freezer for over a year. All of that was money coming out of your pocket. Okay. So that's super good. Shelf cooking. I've never heard of that term until Mariah just dropped it on us. So that's amazing.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the real estate tip of the week. You can always contact Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. All right, I'm interested to hear what your tip of the week is.
All right, so before we get to the tip of the week, we will just share one more, our last tip, and then we'll get to that. So our last saving tip is staying home, something we've all been doing a lot of this last year, probably too much of.
It might be harder than you think for Mariah.
For me, I know, because I'm like the opposite of a homebody. I love being out and about and going places. I don't like being home too much, too long. I kind of go stir crazy. But, you know, as much as I love meeting up with my friends at a shopping center or for dinner or drinks or something like that, or for coffee, when I have my friends come to my house or go to their house or meet up for a walk in the park or something like that, I end up saving so much money, because I'm not, if I don't go to the shopping center, I'm not going to go buy all the clothes or, food and drinks. It all really all adds up. And so staying home, if you're really trying to save money, trying to do more things at your own house or going on a walk or something like that, it really does help save.
Well, it's just funny how normalized spending gets, because we spend, swipe a card. And that's why I always say visualize this money going out, whether it's meeting up with friends, okay, getting something to eat, getting coffee, like you said, staying home, walking in the park, doing those type of free public activities, especially, super important. And it's more valuable than I think people know and understand. And it's because in this day and age, we've normalized going out, always being on the go, instantly. Everything's on our phones. We have Amazon, those type of things. So really take that tip to heart. I think it's really important.
That's
really
good.
Important. Stay at home.
Stay home. Okay. All right. Our last.
It's kind of like you got two tips in one break here.
Yeah, exactly. Not two tips of the week.
Yeah.
Okay. So the real estate tip of the week, what you've all been waiting for. As we talked about saving money, our real estate tip of the week came from a quote from the book called The Best Real Estate Advice I've Ever Received, or I think that's what it's called. It's a really good book. I'd highly recommend it. So what the quote, I'm not going to say it exactly because I don't remember the exact quote, but when I heard this, it really stuck with me because I really agree with what was being said in the book. So basically, to sum it up, the worst thing you can do with your money is to have it all sitting in the bank. And what they meant by this in the book was basically we talked about money today, you know, saving money, but I know for us, at least, the goal of saving money isn't just so we can have it all sitting in the bank doing nothing. It's so we can put it towards investments in the future because we don't want money just sitting in the bank. We want our money to be working for us. So eventually it becomes passive income and we don't have to be working so much. Yeah. Or we can work because we enjoy it, because we do, not because, you know, you have to. That's the situation and that's the end goal. So while, you know, saving money is always a good thing, the main goal should always be to invest it so that it's working mm-hmm. for you and it's not just sitting there rotting yeah. away and yeah. doing nothing.
And this tip actually came from a leader himself, Donald Trump, ex-president right. Donald Trump.
That
whether we love
book.
Him, we yeah. hate him, mm-hmm. he is a leader, whether you believe it or not. He's ran plenty of things. He's got knowledge in that field of money. Politics aside, he is a leader, and I would really take that to heart.
Yeah.
Don't let it sit in that bank account.
So
that's cool.
We will run through these tips real quick. Grab your pen and paper. Tip number one, really think, how can you increase your income? Tip number two, room share. Tip number three, downsize temporarily. Tip number four is quality over quantity. Tip number five is shelf cooking. Tip number six is stay home.
That's awesome. That's amazing. And so while we do have a little bit of time left, I'd like to plug where else you can find us. You can always join us on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. It's
Real Estate with Mariah and Spence.
Thanks for helping me out with that.
You can go back and watch all of our previous episodes.
Awesome. And we are also on Spotify mm-hmm. and other podcast forms.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Other podcast apps, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find us at Real Estate with Mariah and Spence.
So we really have a fun time doing this. It's mm-hmm. is a weekly show. Mm-hmm. So you got new videos, new podcasts coming in every week. And Mariah and I, we simply enjoy sitting down. This is a conversation that we get to have basically with each other. And we get to promote our knowledge and experience to you guys. And hopefully you really grab onto this and use it, because it can really change your lives. And if you ever need any help when it comes to buying or selling real estate, make sure to give us a call with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group.
That's it for this week. You can just say thank you for the great information they share with you every week. And thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. You can hear their show every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.